This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democrats are focusing on what they say was President Trump's abuse of power on day two of arguments at his Senate impeachment trial. AP's Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
Impeachment manager Gerald Nadler told senators the president's conduct was wrong, illegal, and dangerous, describing efforts to push Ukraine into conducting a political investigation for his own gain.
No president has abused his power in this way.
Saying his White House predecessors would have been shocked to their core. GOP senators showed no shock of their own. Several have said Democrats keep repeating themselves without presenting anything new. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's plenty new to be discovered if Republicans allow Democrats more witnesses and documents. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A new poll shows, meanwhile, that not only are Americans sharply divided when it comes to whether President Trump should be removed from office, they doubt the impeachment trial will do anything to change their thinking. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows 45% of Americans think Trump should be convicted and removed from office. 40% say he should remain president, while about 1 in 7 say they don't know enough to have an opinion. About 80% of Republicans say Trump should remain in office, while the same percentage of Democrats say he should be removed. And about 3/4 of those responding say the trial is unlikely to produce information that will change their minds. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says a viral illness in China that has sickened hundreds of people is not yet a global health emergency. The WHO issued its evaluation after Chinese authorities moved to lock down several cities earlier in the day and canceled major events in the capital, Beijing, during the Lunar New Year holiday period to try to contain the new virus. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the disease is an emergency in China, but not yet worldwide.
This is, though, an emergency in China. But it has not yet become a global health emergency.
The UN Health Agency defines a global emergency as one that constitutes a risk to other countries and requires a coordinated worldwide response. The International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities and to preserve evidence of alleged crimes against them. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. The ruling dealt only with Gambia's request for so-called preliminary measures, the equivalent of a restraining order for states. It gives no indication of the court's final decision, which could take years to reach.
That's Joe Davies reporting. Dozens of world leaders gathered in Israel Thursday to commemorate the Holocaust and warn of rising anti-Semitism. More than 40 dignitaries showed up for the World Holocaust Forum, the largest Holocaust-related political gathering in Israeli history. Vice President Mike Pence said that Iran denies the Holocaust. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the Holocaust was a sign of what happens when Jewish people have no voice, no shield, which he says they have now. Thursday's forum marked the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp, where Nazis killed more than 1.1 million people, mostly Jews, during World War II. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.